now. We're talking about as normalcy returns under level two. So many people are wanting to get their lives back, and many of them have made bookings with travel agents to go on the holidays. Remember, many people save for years to go, particularly on international travels. Now, we're talking about the SDA travel agency, who announced yesterday that it was ceasing operations, and worried clients now are obviously concerned. How do they get their money back, refunds, travel vouchers, to try and scrape something back? Otto de Vries is the CEO of the Association of Southern African Travel Agents, joins me on the line now. Now, Otto, SDA was not a member of ASATA, but this is a sad state of affairs for the broader travel industry, with many travel agencies not able to pay customers back immediately. This must be a worry.
Afternoon, Lester. Yes, indeed. They were not members of our organization or our association. But broadly, the issue around refunds and vouchers has been a particularly difficult situation for travel agents. And not wanting to go into specific scenarios, but being fairly generic around the comments that I'm going to share with you. And of course, this is not always the case in terms of every single booking out there. The biggest challenge that the travel industry collectively have experienced since the lockdown has been its inability to recover monies from the suppliers that it pays for to deliver the services that the customers have used the travel agent to book for them. So it could be anything from a tour to a hotel accommodation to airline services, et cetera, et cetera. And it obviously places the travel agent in an incredibly difficult position, because if it's not able to recover the funds from the end supplier of the service, how are they in turn expected to refund the passenger? And with all due respect, the ones that have been the most guilty in not providing those refunds has been the airline industry. It has been a globally probably one of the worst stories that has come out of it from a travel industry perspective, is how airlines have not refunded. And the argument that one could use a voucher is in principle fine if both parties agree to it. But there is still some sort of expectation that at some point the customer will either have opportunity to utilize that voucher and get the service that they've paid for, or alternatively have a right to a refund.
Now Otto, many people are saying, what about the travel insurance that I paid for that is supposed to be that security if something goes wrong in the, whether it be a global pandemic or whether I'm unable to make a flight? What happens to people who've paid those insurance?
So on the insurance side, the same thing, in that insurance companies are looking at this from a from lots of little different angles. And we have seen a number of arguments that have been taken even to court, where insurance companies have indicated that the nature of COVID-19 is an act of God, and therefore, you know, it is beyond their ability. The other problem often with travel insurance is that they're saying the service hasn't been rendered yet. It has been potentially postponed. So, you know, and what is the reason for the travel not being able to take place? It's a lockdown, which is beyond a business decision that's done by governments. And again, this has been a problem globally, where there is just so many uncertainties with regards to the legalities and the responsibilities. And every business is doing their utmost best to conserve cash within their businesses. And because there's this long value chain, from the customer through the agents and then the suppliers of the services, there are many people through whom the money goes through. And each of them has to either participate in a refund process or support a voucher process.
I have a friend who was supposed to go to Italy this year, actually in the month of August, and because of the global pandemic and because Italy was quite an epicenter globally, he was offered, he said we can't give you your money back, but how about we defer your holiday or your accommodation till next year, because that is when that local tourism industry would probably need the visitors. Are you seeing lots of countries, lots of tourism bodies saying, we can't give your money back, because if you're going to give everybody's money back, we will be back bankrupt. But how about let's just defer your travel, you defer your holiday till next year, and you know, you don't have to pay anything else. It's still booked. You'll still get it eventually.
So, Lester, that's broadly the intent that the industry is trying to use as a guideline. But there are a few things that pop up. First of all, inconsistencies with regards to policy. So you could have a supplier in Italy who, in Italy itself, has legally got the rights because the laws have changed in order to keep money. Then you've got, and their policy could be until next year, for example. Then you've got an airline says, well, look, we're only having these vouchers valid for 6 months or for 8 months. So where does that leave them? And then there's always the Consumer Protection Act and the right for the consumer to expect to get a refund. Now, even in the credit card industry, what we're seeing is that the credit card companies are also broadly supporting the voucher model. So they're saying, look, we're not going to automatically refund you, the client. We are expecting that between you, the customer, and the supplier of the service, every effort is being made to reconcile or come to an agreement, including possibly the acceptance of a voucher. And only if they cannot agree to that solution can we talk about a refund. But what do we do, for example, when airlines are categorically refusing to do refunds? They're not even making it an option.
Now many people are messaging us, Otto, where do we go? If, they, for example, with SDA, there's no one at their physical offices.
Right.
Where, in which line do they stand? In which number do they call? Not only for SDA, but for any, you know, airline or tour and travel service. Where do they go?
Look, I don't know the nature of SDA's closure in the South African context. We know that the business's head offices have closed. How and the nature of the way that those relationships extend into other markets that the organization trades in, including South Africa, I don't know the nuances of that. I don't know whether they are liquidating. If they are, will there be lawyers involved? Someone would then have to manage that liquidation. As a business, are they taking accountability for forward bookings that they've done on behalf of customers? Have those suppliers been paid? And can they at least provide the customer with the contact information, proof of reservation, et cetera, so that the customer can then proceed to engage through the suppliers of the various services?
Otto de Vreste, he's the CEO of the Association of Southern African Travel Agents. Thanks so much for joining us. We are taking your calls, your messages, 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp, 0725671567.